I cannot confirm where my whereabouts are because of the threat and security risk that follows with our announcement of a boycott of this runoff.
But we can confirm that you are in hiding.
No, I'm not in hiding. I cannot reveal my whereabouts, that's all.
The Zimbabwe Election Commission and ZANU-PF are also saying that you have not formally withdrawn, that is writing a letter to ZEC. Do you hope to do this anytime soon?
Yeah, we are consulting with our lawyers. We should be in a position to follow the law in accordance with these rules by Wednesday.
ZANU-PF is also saying that even if the MDC withdraws from this election, they are going ahead anyway.
That is not an election. It's a one-man band. So what kind of an election is this? If they want to go ahead, let them. But our position is very clear. We are not participating in this runoff, and we will continue to maintain that position. If ZANU-PF wants to go in an election on their own, let them.
There's also talk that the way forward might be a government of national unity. Are you for this idea?
We are open to any solution that is going to resolve the crisis of the people. The people are desperate for a solution, but they've been subjected to this violence and intimidation and murder and rape. And for us, that is where we have to focus. We have to focus on the plight of Zimbabweans and not on power.
President Mbeki is also saying that he has dispatched a negotiating team to Harare, and reports from South Africa are saying that the officials are meeting the MDC and ZANU-PF. Is this true?
Well, the thing is that President Mbeki has assumed his role as a mediator for a very long time. Whoever is sending to Zimbabwe will do so. I've not met them. I hope to meet them. But as far as I'm concerned, our position as far as the mediation is concerned from President Mbeki is already in the public domain.
SADC Chairman Levi Mwanawasa has said this election must be postponed because there is no way it can be free and fair. Would you support a postponement?
Oh, yes. I mean, look, anything that is going to allow the voice of the people to be respected, we will support that. And we believe postponement will allow for conditions that are internationally supervised to exist, for acceptable conditions for us to participate. So, yes, we'll look at that positively as a way forward.
How difficult was this decision to make, Mr. Tsvangirai, judging from the fact that some people are saying the MDC should have gone ahead anyway?
Well, you know, in any decision, there will be people who will be enthusiastic about the decision. There will also be opponents of that decision. It has always been difficult to arrive at that decision, but I can tell you that within the organs of the party, in the executive, in the council, it was a unanimous decision. Now, there will be individuals in their safe homes who will say, we wanted to cast our vote. Yes, I can understand that. But please give consideration to those that are under siege in the rural areas, where we are not able to post any polling agent, where our candidates are being handled like criminals, where leadership of the MDC has been decimated. So I think that people overall must give those people a consideration and say, in the best interest of the people, this continued harassment, murder, and banditry is unacceptable condition for electoral contest.